The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things to talk about in the sports world. We can go from boxing, we can go from NBA basketball, we can go to Major League Baseball, which the boys of summer, and like Jeff likes to say, the boys of spring right now, everything is up and running and rolling. And then obviously NHL hockey and everything else that goes along with the beautiful thing that we like to call sports. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, none other than Jeff Rich. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well. How is it that the number one team, the undefeated Gonzaga Bulldogs, go down at home to BYU and it's not at the top of the show? What a weekend for sports. Can't wait to get into it with you. We were at the fights last night. Got to talk about that. Like you said, baseball in full swing. We're watching Cactus League games here. And, the sports calendar never stops, brother.
Like you said, maybe because it is Gonzaga, and that's why they're not getting that pub. It didn't even lead off the top of the list on ESPN, to be honest with you, with them on their website. So, not as big of a deal as we would think. However, they do have a very good basketball team, and they did go down. So definitely worthy of talking about. But on the other side, man, I want to get into what we did last night. And we went to Iron Boy 37 Boxing here in Phoenix, Arizona. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that because it was a great experience. So we'll be right back. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're going to find yourself wanting to ask, what is your president talking about a great deal?
Talking to you, just the way Tears for Fears did back in the day. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Welcome back. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And Jeff, I just kind of want to get into it, man. Last night, I took you to an event that I've kind of watched grow throughout the past few years. Finally, you were able to make it with me to one of these great experiences. The Iron Boy Promotions put on their 37th boxing match here in Phoenix, Arizona, and it's live boxing that you get to come see, and it's about once a month or so. But honestly, just a tremendous job of fighting from all of the fighters, to be honest with you, first and foremost. A lot of the bouts are about four rounds. However, when you get into the big tickets and the main event or the co-main event, you're looking at 10 rounds of boxing. And you know what? Fortunately, we actually did get to see one of those fights go the distance, the whole 10 rounds, and we saw a decision. The final bout, the main event, obviously was over very quickly, but I'll tell you what, BJ Flores really went out there and handled that guy. And in general, just an incredible night of boxing at Celebrity Theater put on by Iron Boy Promotions once again, Jeff.
Oh, it was excellent. First time I've seen boxing live in a long time. We brought our ladies with us. My wife became a big boxing fan if she wasn't already before last night. And, you know, we watched a lot of 110, 115-pound kids. And I don't hesitate to call them kids. These kids are all 19, 20 years old. You know, some of them fighting in their first professional fight. We saw a veteran of the Marine Corps, Jaime Bojado, win his first professional fight. He was from Phoenix, Arizona, had just quite the following. We saw Luis Espinoza, another local kid from Mesa, just get it done in the ring. That was another one the one that went the distance going four rounds. We saw blood all over the place. And, you know, at the end of the day, I actually ended up in the ring myself. I did not expect that when we got tickets to this Iron Boy 37 event down at the Celebrity Theater.
Yeah, pretty amazing how all this shakes out. And I have to kind of paint the picture for most people here listening on the program. And by the way, 1-800-878-7529. We do love thoughts. We love opinions. We want to hear what's on your mind. We're talking boxing now because we went to an event last night here in Phoenix, Arizona, Iron Boy 37. And Jeff is right. He wound up in the ring last night. And here's how it worked. There's 2,650 people, full capacity. The place is jam-packed. It's unbelievable. The atmosphere is incredible. And then all of a sudden, they're giving out televisions. And before we know it, they call Jeff Rich's name. And honestly, we are sitting there laughing hysterically because how in the world does that happen? 2,650 people and they pick Jeff Rich. So Jeff walks out of there with a 40-inch TV. And believe me, I'm telling you, when I say he walked out of there with a 40-inch TV, the guy ran out of the place because he just wanted that TV and he wanted to get home. So, hey, You're welcome, buddy. By the way, you are absolutely welcome. That's the last time I take you anywhere. You know that, don't you?
Hey, well, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful to Renee over at ReneeSellsHouses.com. And as a matter of fact, do we have Renee?
We do have Renee, so why don't you bring him up?
Hey, Renee, you know, we got to speak briefly last night about selling houses and boxing and everything else. And, you know, we want to appreciate you calling into the Dorfman Sports Show with Jeff Rich.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Yeah, thanks for showing up to the shows last night, Jeff. It was a great time.
Unbelievable, man. Hey, Renee, just let me ask you something, by the way, and it's Dorf, by the way. You didn't get to meet me. You got to meet my partner last night, which is fortunate but unfortunate for you because I'm the better meet, by the way, just so you know. But truth be told, man.
That's debatable. That
is debatable, but I'm going to go with it for me. But boxing in Phoenix is alive and well, Renee, and we saw it last night. And I'll tell you what, for people that don't know, they should get their butts down to Celebrity Theater and check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Boxing is tough, and I think that, you know, we need to support these guys as much as we can. And, you know, the best way to support them is for you to just go out and have a good night, have a couple beers, and see the fights.
Absolutely, man. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, what did you think of the, you know, these local fighters, obviously they get a louder round of applause, but, you know, Bojato wins his first fight, the Marine Corps veteran. I mean, he's just decorated with service over in the Middle East. And, you know, he comes home and he wants to be a professional athlete, and he's off to a good start. That was his first professional fight, and he gets the victory.
Yeah, it was very good. And if you recall, it wasn't without a scare. He got dropped in that first round.
He did.
And he was able to shake it off. And then I think he got dropped and TKO'd the guy in the same round, all in the same round.
Yeah, Renee, let me ask you this. How long have you been going to these fights? And how have you kind of seen how this has just grown? And like Jeff said, you see a lot of these homegrown products, but we have a lot of kids coming from all over the place. Like last night, the Ukraine was well represented. So Mexico was well represented. It's pretty awesome how they get these fighters to come here to Phoenix.
Yeah, Iron Boy, I started following Iron Boy maybe 2 years ago. And they definitely put on a great show, man. That Celebrity Theater is awesome. It's like that place was almost made for these boxing matches. The way it circles like that, it's almost like a little pit, you know. Like,
mm-hmm.
And they definitely fight hard, and it shows. And Iron Boy has definitely come a long way, and I think they're a great platform for boxers to develop their skills, hone their talent, build up their following, and do very well.
Absolutely. Some of these guys are pretty decorated, too. I mean, a lot of these guys, you know, the later guys that were fighting had been in the ring, you know, 23, 36 times. So these guys are not novices. These guys are veterans of the boxing ring.
Yeah, well, BJ Flores, the heavyweight in the main event, he was an Olympian in, I think, 2004 or 2008. So, yeah, these are high quality events here.
Absolutely, man. And hey, you know, we're going to do something for you, man. Give us a plug about what you do and how people can kind of get to know more about what you do with selling houses here in the Phoenix area.
Yeah, absolutely. My website is ReneeSellsHouses.com. Phoenix is projected to be the number one market in the housing industry this year. It used to be the fraud capital of the world, and part of what I do as a realtor is make sure that people don't get, you know, fraud, you know, that they don't get messed up. So whenever they're looking to buy their home or sell their home, you know, I make sure that they get the best deal. A part of my shtick is, you know, I used to be a boxer, and, you know, I take that fighter mentality to the negotiating table on behalf of my clients, so making sure they get the best deal, whether they're looking to buy their home or sell their home. If they're looking to sell their home, we're going to get the most money possible for it. If they're looking to buy their home, we're going to get them the best deal possible for it and make sure there's no shenanigans.
Absolutely.
You know, and let's talk about the TV here for a second. You know, 40-inch LG TV, you know, all you had to do with the fights was get on your smartphone – The site was Rene Gives Prizes. My wife wanted me to tell you that maybe it should be Rene Gives Prizes Away, just to get a little bit of alliteration there. And I get down in the ring and I talk to you. I'm really looking forward to having you come up and sell my house and get my wife into something that fits us a little bit better. It was a pleasure to meet you last night, and I really appreciate you taking time out of your morning to give us a call here on Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich.
It's my pleasure, Jeff, and Dorf. Thank you for having me, and hey, we'll talk soon, Jeff.
Yeah, we look forward to talking to you a lot more, Rene, to be honest with you, man. And great stuff last night. Unfortunately, my partner got the TV. I didn't, but I'm not mad at you, man.
Hey, man, come to we'll do it again. We'll do it again at the next one.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Right. Thank you,
unbelievable. Rene sells houses. .com. Check him out if you're living here in Phoenix, Arizona, obviously. He's the man. He is the man. And Jeff is now going with him, too, so that's awesome to hear. I think we got to take a quick break. That was a really cool night last night, though, seriously, on a very serious note. Jeff wins the TV. We saw great action in the ring, and just you can't make this stuff up, people, to be honest with you. Iron Boy Promotions is legit. They're real. They get the best of the best. And if you're trying to make your way, you want to get in touch with Iron Boy. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And we are on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Well, I might go down in history as being the highest publicized fighter in the history of the fight game. The most talked about, the most, I would say, probably controversial, the most loved, the most hated.
Well, you went uptown riding in your limousine with your fine Park Avenue clothes. You had the Dom Perignon in your hand and the spoon up your nose.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. A little Billy Joel, a little Muhammad Ali for you. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And we're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Thoughts and opinions, they are welcomed, they are encouraged. 1-800-878-7529, those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. So we're going to kind of go through the whirlwind of Jeff Rich, which was a pretty awesome week, let's be honest. We had the grand finale, which was last night in Phoenix, Arizona. We got to check out Iron Boy, 37. He wins a TV. But before that, I know you were somewhere. And then before that, during the week, I know you were at the ASU basketball game with UCLA. You got to see Lonzo Ball up and close. But let's go through what happened yesterday before you went to Iron Boy 37. I think you got out to some spring training. Yes or no?
Well, it was our second game of the spring training schedule. We got out on Friday and caught the Reds and Giants, which was the first game here in Arizona between two professional teams. The Wisconsin Badgers played the Milwaukee Brewers out in Maryvale, which is 51st Avenue in Phoenix. And then on Saturday, probably not the best environment for me to go to. You know, I got to see the defending world champion Chicago Cubs, at least a split squad of the Cubs, take on the Oakland Athletics at their home park, Sloan Park there in Mesa. Actually, the A's moved into their old park there on at Hohokam. But, you know, we're looking around and, you know, there's a lot of there's always been a lot of hysteria surrounding the Chicago Cubs, you know, the lovable losers for 108 years. And then you get it, you know, and then they win a World Series. So, you know, they're partying like it's 1908, but they're really partying like it's 2016. It's time to turn the page. It's 2017. You know, Rizzo comes up big, you know, Brian, the lineup for the Cubs. You know, they didn't start one of their aces, but I don't know that they really have an ace, but they started Mike Montgomery on the hill. They get the 4-3 victory to a sold out place. I mean, Cubs hysteria, like I said, it's always been crazy, but now you just multiply it times 100,000. And these are the types of crowds that you're getting for spring training. Now, they've always kind of packed their own house there in Mesa for spring training.
Sure.
But, yeah, I was looking at tickets for their Thursday game in Goodyear, Arizona against the Cincinnati Reds, and it's sold out. You know, they play the Cleveland Indians at night in Goodyear. You know, and Goodyear's completely the other side of the earth, you know, when you're talking about Mesa, Arizona, when you're talking about the layout of the Valley of the Sun here. And these games are all sold out, and these are practice. They're still practice games, but everybody just wants to have a piece of the Chicago Cubs. On Sunday, they rolled out the trophy when they were playing the Cleveland Indians. So it's it's wild. I think that there's a potential for that hangover that we saw with the New Orleans Saints and a few other world champions. And you know, quite frankly, that next season is usually house money.
Sure, but here's the deal, man. When you really think about spring training and what you're talking about with everybody going to these games, and obviously the Cubs are always a huge ticket, and everybody wants to get out and see the Cubs, and we know that reason is because there's so many people from Chicago that live out here in Arizona, and same with the people for the Milwaukee Brewers and so on and so forth. However, I think really what is the huge eye-opener or something that is the big grabber for people is the access, man. It's so accessible to get to these guys. They're right there. You can touch them practically, and you can get autographs, and it seems like these Major League Baseball players want to do that kind of stuff during spring training versus the regular season when they're getting down to the grind of playing baseball games that actually mean something. They don't really have the time to do that, or it doesn't seem like they take the time to do it like they do when spring training is around. And ultimately, man, we're seeing these guys like every single day, to be honest with you. You're probably walking by Major League Baseball players at Fashion Square or somewhere on the golf course, wherever you may be walking and hanging around. You're going right by these guys and you may not even know it, to be honest with you. So they're all around us right now. The accessibility of getting to them at these football game, or I'm sorry, at these baseball games is absolutely incredible. And you can basically get out there and go and shake their hand. So I think that that is such a huge thing for spring training, and it just keeps growing. And these guys love the atmosphere. They love giving back to the fans at this time of year, Jeff.
Man, football's always on the mind, and that's not a bad thing. But hey, to stay in our lane here.
Yeah.
Spring training is great. You know, the final scores don't mean anything, but the action does. You know, how these players perform, sure, how they pick it up from the offseason, how they condition themselves to get back into playing shape after a long season, a much shorter offseason for the Indians and the Cubs. But you know, like you said, you're rubbing elbows with the stars. You know, Sunday after we went off the air last week, we went down to Phoenix Municipal Stadium. We checked out Northwestern versus ASU, and I look behind me, and I'm sitting right in front of Diamondbacks World Series hero from 2001, Luis Gonzalez. You know, so that's something else. And you know, like you said, you see these guys at Scottsdale Fashion Square. You see them out at the mall. You see them at the park with their kids. You know,
sure.
It's a different attitude, like you said. You know, to put a white collar comparison on it, it's like the difference between being at a national seminar or a conference where you're supposed to be laid back and have a little bit of fun versus the 9-to-5 grind in the office. And when we get to April, that grind is going to start taking place.
Yeah, you know, I actually have a buddy that I hit with 3 days a week that actually has I forget who it is, but he has a friend that is on the Kansas City Royals, and the guy on the Kansas City Royals wants to get his kids going with the Dorfman teaching them tennis. So, and I said to my friend right away, I see a potential interview with this guy coming down the road. So he said, absolutely, all those things will probably be open to you. But yeah, I mean, again, we meet these people, we know these people, we see these people year in and year out. So it's not like it's that strange. I want to get into a little bit of ASU basketball because you did get to see Lonzo Ball play, that awesome kid from UCLA. And truth be told, UCLA has a power-packed team. They can score points. Defense is a little bit shaky, but ultimately they can pretty much run anybody off the floor. How impressed were you with Lonzo Ball? I know he got injured during the game. He did come back. But how did you feel that this guy was on the floor?
Well, he got taken out of the game a lot. You know, ASU did not rotate. You know, Bobby Hurley did not rotate. You know, I think the starters averaged 39 minutes in that game. And, you know, UCLA wasn't shooting the ball all that well, but their size, you know, Leaf, you know, number 13, his name escapes me. You know, they were all over those long rebounds. Kind of like, it reminded me of Dwight Howard in Orlando when Stan Van just had Hedo and Rafer Alston. You know, you had all these shooters just shoot, and you have a guy like Howard to grab long rebounds, and ASU just did not have a chance. Like I said, you know, the starters played most of the way. They didn't have much size, so they took Lonzo Ball out of the game. I think he finished like 4 or 6 points, but he did distribute the ball. He had some rebounds on the defensive end, and you know, they just UCLA cleaned up the glass. They out rebounded ASU 49-30 in that game, and the fact that it was 52-49 with like 7 or 8 minutes left is just amazing. But you know, UCLA was able to shoot without thinking. I mean, you know, sure, we've talked about Steve Alford as a coach. We've talked about his son, Bryce Alford. And, you know, Bryce can hit those long jumpers. He wasn't hitting them all, but, you know, it didn't matter because UCLA was getting second chance points left and right. And, you know, the final score, I think, ended up being like 12 or 15. But it could have been a lot worse for ASU. I thought that they played well, but they just aren't quite talented enough. And, man, UCLA is a good basketball team. I expect them to go far and perhaps be right back here in the Valley of the Sun for the Final Four at the beginning of April.
Hey, speaking of going far and doing well, what do you think of Bobby Hurley so far with what he's done with this Arizona State program since he's come?
He's fired up. I think he's an upgrade from Herb Sendek, but he's got to get some players in the program. You know, he was counting on Buffalo transfers. You know, he's got to get kids from in-state. He's got to get kids from the West Coast to want to come here, and he's got to get some size.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is, you know, we've seen when guys like Gretzky take over or other guys in that capacity that know what they want to do on the floor or on the ice or on the field, whatever their particular arena is. And Bobby Hurley was a great distributor of the rock. He hit big shots. He made big plays. He got a critical steal here and there. And I just don't see that kind of the kind of help that he needs from these ASU guys to go out there and play the type of basketball that Bobby Hurley wants them to play. Are you thinking the same thing or no?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it, not only was he a great player and a great program at Duke for Krzyzewski, but he grew up the son of a basketball coach there in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And you know, I think that it's going to work. I just think it's going to take some time.
Yeah, we'll see how it works out. But so far, I would say Bobby Hurley's struggling here with the Arizona State Sun Devils. But got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Now the 2-2, a swing and a pop-up. First base side foul, ground playable. Perez, Santana makes the catch. Ball game. The Indians have won the American League pennant.
It doesn't show.
I'm Eric Newton with your Match.com Together Minute. A famous couples therapist once told me that the question at the core of every single fight is, why don't you love me unconditionally? You know, it's probably true. And when you start to notice this, you see the need for unconditional love is everywhere in human behavior. But the funny thing about unconditional love is that we can probably never achieve it, except possibly from our parents or arguably from within ourselves. And yet we're all on this desperate, unconscious search for it everywhere we look. So the question for me in this is a simple one and a light one. If it's unconditional love that's causing the fight, why not skip the fight once in a while and go straight to the love? Sure, that's easier said than done, and sometimes we need that fight. But whether it's possible or not, unconditional love is worth practicing. I'm Eric Newton with your Match.com Together Minute. To learn about our podcast, visit our website at together.show. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead. Create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a 1-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it.
Booster for 10, and Curry. Oh, my goodness.
From about 5 feet beyond the arc, Bogut with the block. Green back to Curry. Bang! Curry again. Back out Curry. Curry for three. It's good.
righty, everybody. Welcome back. That's what we're doing here. We're working together on Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And we're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world, man. Tons of things happening. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. And then be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. You know, Jeff, the trade deadline in the NBA has come and gone. And there were some moves made, some bigger than others. And there's definitely, in my mind, a winner, at least from what I've seen early from the trade deadline moves. And I'm going to go – and we'll go through some of the deals that happened, obviously. But I like what Toronto did, to be honest with you, man. Bringing in P.J. Tucker for that hard-nosed type of ball that he's going to give them. Serge Ibaka they bring in there. And then, obviously, the compliments of Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, Carroll, and all the other things, all the other pieces that they already have. I don't know if it's enough to get by Cleveland, but I do like what Toronto did. And to me, at least on the surface of what I've seen so far, and I know the big splash of Boogie going to New Orleans to team up with Anthony Davis, but I don't know who's throwing those guys the ball in New Orleans. So I like what Toronto has done, and I think that they've made themselves better personally.
Well, Toronto, definitely a backcourt team the last couple seasons. You know, yeah. I mean, and that's not a slight on the, you know, guys like Carroll, you know, their forwards and their centers. But, you know, Valanciunas hasn't really worked out sensationally for them since, you know, they got, you know, he got picked up in the 2011 draft with, you know, where Kyrie Irving and Tristan Thompson went to the Cavaliers. You know, Derek Williams, the number two overall pick, you know, Enes Kanter, who's switched teams a couple times. You know, there's expectations going in, and, you know, you really got to hit, you know, you got to figure out how to get a Kawhi Leonard. You got to figure out how to make it work when you don't have a top, you know, top one, top five pick in the draft. And, you know, that backcourt is sensational. That backcourt, even with J.R. Smith healthy on the Cavaliers, I think it's the best backcourt in the East. So they needed some help. They, you know, they needed a rim protector. They got that with Ibaka a couple weeks ago. You know, they make the move to get P.J. Tucker, who's been a scrappy player for the Phoenix Suns, who really aren't, you know, obviously aren't going anywhere in 2016-2017 season. So they're looking towards the future. And, you know, I heard it said by a friend of mine that's a Suns fan earlier this week that every team has a P.J. Tucker, you know, and I
don't think so.
And I don't know that I agree with that. I just, no. You know, it's interesting that it was brought to the table, but I think that's a definite asset for Toronto. But I got to go with New Orleans, man. That's tough to compete with in a league that's so void of bigs. For both of them to be on the Hornets, there, I'm stuck in the past, man.
The Pelicans,
For both of them to be on the Pelicans, Buddy Hield goes to Sacramento, and that's a guy that Vlade Divac wanted in the draft, apparently, and Vivek wanted him. So we'll see if anything comes of Buddy Hield or the Sacramento Kings going forward. But, you know, I mean, that just creates such matchup problems for the top teams in the West. Yeah, you know, other than San Antonio, who's always been built around their bigs. I think that New Orleans creates matchup problems. Now let's see if they can get into the playoffs, and let's see if they can maybe not have to play Golden State in the first round.
Don't you think that they're similar type players, though? And it's going to be kind of hard to facilitate the ball through both of those guys?
It could be, but they could both score at will, right?
Look, this will give Anthony Davis the ability to go to his natural spot, which would be the power forward. You have Boogie playing obviously the center spot. But let me ask you once again, who's throwing these guys the ball? You think Holiday's enough?
I think that's all they got. I think it's got to work. I mean, you know, if you're New Orleans, you're not trying to win a championship this year. If you're New Orleans, you're just trying. You're trying to go forward and you're trying to move towards the future. And you know, you have such a great player in Anthony Davis. You just didn't have a number two. I mean, yeah, Jarrett Jack's not the answer. You know, I mean, Holiday's a good player. I'm in wait and see mode. Let's just put it that way.
All right, I'll definitely be in wait and see mode, and I think it's an interesting trade. Obviously, it gives them a great front court, but I just don't know what they're doing as far as who's going to throw those guys the ball, and I think their bench is obviously hurting. So, truth be told, I agree with you. It's probably a move for the future, not necessarily right now, but might be enough to get them into the playoffs this year. So in that sense, that'll be a good thing for them. What do you think about Paul George not going anywhere? And what do you think about what's going on with him and Larry Bird in Indiana?
I think it's coming to a head. I think that they're going to have to. I mean, we saw this whole thing play out with Boogie. You know, the longer you make it drag out, you know, just because you make it drag out and you don't get it over with, it's kind of like that slow peel on the Band-Aid. You know, somebody's unhappy, you know, and Paul George has been professional about it, but he's not happy in Indiana. And, you know, I think that everybody's looking forward to, you know, maybe the Lakers finally get that big free agent and maybe that could be Paul George.
I think they made him promises there in Indiana, and I don't know if they've necessarily come up to fulfilling those promises. They were probably along the lines of getting him some players that would make Indiana a real threat this year, and quite frankly, that just has not happened. So frustration is going to build in for Paul George, and we talked about this the other day off the air. The guy is only 26 years old. He has a lot of basketball left in him. A move to the Lakers, in all honesty, would make sense, and it gives him several years to blossom with the Lakers as well, and that's a great market, let's be honest. If you're Paul George, would you rather be in L.A. or would you rather be in Indiana? I think it's a no-brainer, man.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, we know the answer to that question. How about this guy that just gets passed around like, you know, like he's an expiring contract, and that's Jeff Green. You know, he's going to the Clippers. I think this is a win-win trade. You know, Stevenson goes to the Grizzlies, Green goes to the Clippers. I think that improves both teams.
Yeah, I mean, it could, but truth be told, look, bottom line is like you said, I think you need to go out and find pieces to a puzzle. And a lot of these moves that were made were just to dump things here and there and to get rid of contracts. There were not that many true trades that were meant for like impact right now. Yes or no?
Right.
Other than the Toronto one, to be honest with you. I mean, I think that helps them immediately. Bringing P.J. Tucker in and Ibaka, that's a playoff-ready team, and they're only going to get a little bit better because of that. And I hate to say it. I want to go back to that point about your friend saying that there's a P.J. Tucker on every team. There's not a P.J. Tucker on every team, man. What that guy brings to a team is hustle. He brings hard-nosed basketball, and he brings, like, the mentality of, I'm not going to take crap from that guy. So – you know what he really meant to say, if you ask me, is every team needs a guy like P.J. Tucker.
That could be true. Well, who would be the P.J. Tucker on the Milwaukee Bucks, or are they void of a P.J. Tucker?
They're void, man. They don't have that guy. I'm sorry. But and when you talk about them, it's all Giannis. I was watching the game the other night at Buffalo Wild Wings when I went out for dinner, and – They're atrocious, man. That is an embarrassment. They don't play defense. Giannis is the guy that can create everything. And I hate to say, you know, we were so high on Delly before the year, but I don't know what happened, man. Delly meets my brother, and all of a sudden, Delly can't hit a shot if he fell out of a boat. Okay, he wouldn't hit water, is my point. So I don't know what my brother did to Delly that night that he met him, but he's shooting me pictures of how excited he was of hanging out with Delly and this and that. And ever since my brother met Delly, Delly has been cold as ice.
Has your brother met Jabari Parker's ACL?
No, but you know what? What's really funny about, well, not funny, but it's kind of sad, is I was at the game here in Phoenix, Arizona, when Jabari Parker did it the first time. And I was actually in that commercial for the Gatorade when they're bringing him back, because I was right there courtside. I was standing right by the basket when they walked him off, when they were carrying him off the floor. So Dorfman actually is in the Gatorade commercial for Jabari Parker on how he made his comeback from that first knee surgery.
You know something, Dorf? I've actually seen that picture, and it's just so perfect. You're so perfectly placed that it almost looked Photoshop. You were actually in Milwaukee.
No, I wasn't in Milwaukee. The game was here in Phoenix, Arizona, okay. Man. I was okay. Here. I was at the game here in Phoenix, Arizona, when Jabari Parker blew it out the first time. So, and yes, they're walking right by me. You know exactly where I'm sitting. I'm right underneath the hoop where they take the visitors into the locker room. And there he goes running by me. And by the way, my buddy Barry, who was with me at the game, was too busy eating food, hanging out, you know, because we were rolling like big dogs that day. I'm not going to lie. And he was down in the VIP area eating food. Dorfman sitting there watching the game. And before I know it, Jabari Parker's getting rolled off the floor right next to me. So, it was bad, man. It was terrible, and he had to go through the same thing again this season. I'm high on the hopes that he will have a solid return. However, I don't know if there's anybody that has done it very successfully. I think Josh Howard is one guy, Michael Redd that has had something similar to this. But most guys don't come back with a surgery like this in the same knee. It's very
they can play again. You know, Josh Howard played again. You know, Michael Redd, you know, signed with the Suns after that injury. And, you know, he was able to shoot and give you about 7 to 10 minutes a night, but definitely not the same player. And hopefully as young as Mr. Parker is, he'll be able to bounce back and have the career that he was supposed to have when he was drafted number two overall.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to see. Let's get into Magic a little bit. Magic is now the main man with the Los Angeles Lakers. And I want to start this by saying I've heard many different takes. I've heard Dan Lebatard's take about how Magic failed at being a TV guy. He failed at being a broadcaster. He failed at being an NBA coach. There's one thing I think that Magic has really heavy in his corner. There's nobody that loves the Los Angeles Lakers more than Magic Johnson. Would you agree to that?
No, possibly Jerry West, but I think that it'd be, you know, 1-1A there as far as Laker love.
Well, Jerry West has taken his...
He's taken his talents elsewhere. I get that. But, you know, and Magic has had to bounce around a little bit himself, but he's never really, you know, been involved with any other organization in the league other than the Lakers of Los Angeles.
Yeah. And I think that we obviously know that his love and his heart are with the Los Angeles Lakers. Do you think he's the guy to turn things around? I mean, at the end of the day, will he be able to get the job done there in Los Angeles and bring them back to the glory years when they were winning championships under Pat Riley?
Yeah, what are the Lakers? The Lakers are a brand, and Magic is the best name, the best brand associated with the best brand in basketball. So I think that the Lakers, you know, they're going to have their peaks and valleys. We saw the Del Harris years. We're seeing the post-Kobe era right now. You know, we saw bad years with Kobe, but I think it will get better just because Los Angeles has the ability to fix it really quickly.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's such a great place to go that you would think that it's going to be a destination. And all it's going to take for them, if you ask me, is to land one guy like a Paul George. And all of a sudden, you're going to have other guys wanting to get back to La La Land because right now, things aren't looking very good. But you put one name in that lineup, and that can change a lot of things for Los Angeles Lakers.
I mean, this is a team that could sign Paul George. This is a team that could end up with Russell Westbrook here in a few years. I mean, it could swing very quick. I mean, we saw the Heat go from being like a 15-win team to winning two NBA championships in 4 years. So anything is possible really quickly in the NBA.
You know, and that's an interesting thought, too. Russell Westbrook and Paul George together on the same floor, that would cause some matchup nightmares as well, if you ask me, Jeff.
Yeah, good backcourts. I mean, you know, like I said, I think that Toronto has the best backcourt in the East. I'd have to think about it with the West, but you get a good shooter, you get a combo guard, you get two combo guards, and then, you know, either one of them can take the ball, and you don't know who to stop.
All right, he's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We're right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hour number one went cruising by, to be honest with you, man, which is kind of the way we like it, because then that means we're having a good time and we're talking sports. So, as always, we got to do some thanks. So, Jeff, let's thank Renee.
Renee Armio. ReneeSellsHouses.com. He's a former fighter. He's really big with the Iron Boy event that we were graciously hosted by our friends over at Iron Boy Boxing, Iron Boy Promotions, Iron Boy 37 down at the Celebrity Theater. What a night! We got 10 rounds for a championship belt, and what a way to watch boxing, man!
Yeah, man, it was awesome. It was awesome, dude. I mean, the atmosphere is great. The fights are great, to be honest with you. If you're a fan of fighting, it is definitely the spot to be. I hate to say it, man. And their next one, by the way, will be April 22nd. So Iron Boy 38, April 22nd. You're definitely going to want to check it out if you live here in the Phoenix area.
And you got the MMA event on March 10th. I think it's MMA 5 by Iron Boy.
That is true. MMA 5, March 10th, will be coming as well at Celebrity Theater. The venue is phenomenal. Like, seriously, 2,650 people. There is not a bad seat in the house, to be honest with you. And the pricing is absolutely reasonable. You see about 3 to 4 hours of action. So it is a value beyond values.
USA Radio News.
with Tammy Rose.
Well, he hasn't proposed anything but chaos and carnage.
Newly elected Democratic Party leader Tom Perez says the party has failed to communicate the right message to the American people.
We have to make sure we have an every zip code strategy. That's how we win. That's exactly what we're going to do.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Perez says the Democrats are the party of inclusion and will communicate their message whether through lawsuits or at the polls. The U.S. and North Korea are scrapping planned back-channel talks after the State Department denied a visa for a top North Korean diplomat. The Wall Street Journal reports the meeting was set to take place in New York next month, reportedly at the request of North Korea. No reason for the visa rejection was given, but it could be linked to a recent ballistic missile test carried out by the isolated Asian nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
More than 20 people are being treated for injuries after a driver plowed into a crowd celebrating Mardi Gras. New Orleans Police Superintendent Michael Harrison said a man in a pickup truck hit two cars then swerved into the crowd at a parade before crashing into a dump truck.
We suspect that that subject was highly intoxicated. He is in custody.
A police officer and a three-year-old child were among those hurt. The Supreme Court will hear a case Monday to decide if a law banning sex offenders from social media is constitutional. Registered sex offender Lester Pakenham Jr. violated a North Carolina law in 2010 when he made a post on Facebook. An investigation revealed Pakenham used an alias to post and he was convicted of a felony. The law is designed to keep sex offenders off platforms where they could find info on children, but Pakenham's lawyers say he made no attempt to contact minors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
President Trump announces he's breaking a tradition that began in the JFK era. USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
This wasn't a president who was elected to spend his time with reporters and celebrities.
Which is why White House Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says in an interview on ABC's This Week that President Trump will not be attending the White House Correspondents' Dinner this year.
It's kind of naive of us to think that we can all walk into a room for a couple of hours and pretend that some of that tension isn't there.
Trump announcing the decision in a tweet. I'm Chris Barnes.
The Worst of Hollywood was celebrated this week thanks to the 37th Annual Razzie Awards. Karen Johnson reports.
The big winners, or shall we say losers, were Batman vs. Superman and Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, which earned four Razzies each. Dinesh D'Souza received a Worst Actor Razzie for his role in Hillary's America. The film's leading lady, Rebecca Turner, earned a Worst Actress honor for her portrayal of Hillary Clinton.
NASA is shooting for the moon again. The agency is exploring what it would take to get a manned crew on a trip around the moon, possibly as soon as next year. The White House has requested that the agency look into speeding up plans to possibly get a crew around the moon by 2021. Americans haven't been further than low Earth orbit since the 1970s. For more news making headlines across the country, go to westernjournalism.com.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some and good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And if I were to tell you that there's nothing going on in the sports world, I would absolutely be lying to you. There is so much happening in the sports world. Major League Baseball going on in our backyard right now, to be honest with you. Spring training, of course. But it is literally going on in my backyard. I'm not kidding. Like, not directly in my backyard, but just outside of my backyard. Across the street is what I'm really saying, to be honest with you. At least for the Dorf man, because I live right by where the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Colorado Rockies play. So when I tell you it's in my backyard, it's literally in my backyard. NBA basketball, obviously the trade deadline just came and went. We'll talk about that a little bit, obviously. We're going to get into some other things as well. But let me welcome in my tag team partner in crime. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing really well. You know, just looking at the headlines this morning, Matt Elam, bad business for the Baltimore Ravens, caught with a quarter pound of marijuana. That's going to be trouble for him as he approaches free agency. And, you know, Gonzaga goes down at home to BYU, no longer perfect.
Yeah, I mean, look, and you said it earlier, like in hour number one, maybe it's okay to get that monkey off your back, and losing isn't the worst thing. But I'll be honest, Gonzaga, very good basketball team. We're going to get into it. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
We have a new heavyweight champion in the world.
One in three relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Calling all motorheads. It's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. Andy Dorf with Jeff Rich. Right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Jeff, let's talk some NCAA basketball. We've kind of been neglecting it, to be honest with you, with everything else that's going on. I mean, bottom line is there's so much happening in the world of sports. We know that. Like you said, Gonzaga goes down. First loss of the season. Villanova, another very solid performance out of them for the whole season. Obviously, the defending champions as well. Kansas, I like them a lot. I hate to say it. I really like Kansas a lot. Arizona has kind of like crept up into this top four. I like to me, at least, like out of nowhere, it's kind of unexpected. UCLA, we've talked about them a little bit today. Very good basketball team. Louisville, Oregon, North Carolina, capable. Baylor, another good basketball team. Kentucky, Duke has found themselves back up in the top of the country as far as it goes. So an interesting season, to be honest with you. And if you noticed one thing that I did not say there in that top 10 or so that I just kind of read, that was a Big Ten team, by the way. No Big Ten teams in the top 10 this year. Go ahead, Jeff.
It seems like it's real, and I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, we're here in the state of Arizona where we've got one program that's been trying to figure itself out for the last 30 years in Arizona State. I mean, their lack of NCAA appearances, it's not Northwestern. I mean, they've been there, you know, they've been there here and there, 2009, 2014. But and then you have a powerhouse. You have this juggernaut down there in Tucson in the Arizona Wildcats program that was led by Lute Olson for a very long time. Went through some interim coaches, Kevin O'Neill. You got the one. You got the guy from Arizona State that went down there for a spell. And it just, you know, they went interim coach after interim coach, and then they finally settled on Sean Miller, and he's done a great job with that program. Now that being said, Thad Matta looks like the course has been run at Ohio State. If you're Sean Miller and Ohio State comes knocking, is that a better job than Arizona? I know it's not a better program, but is it a better job?
I don't think so. I mean, first and foremost, man, I'm not leaving the Valley of the Sun to go and
But it's not the Valley of the Sun. It's
Listen, I know, I get you. But what I'm saying, my point is that I'm not leaving this weather to go to Ohio and deal with that crappy weather. And like you said, I think Arizona is a better program personally than Ohio State, me personally. They seem to be in the top 25 all the time. They seem to have a chance to win Pac-12 championships as well as national championships a lot more often. So to me, U of A is a much better job. Dude, that was like, seriously, was that the homer in you coming out just out of curiosity?
No, I'm just, I was legitimately curious because you know who I think the name is if yeah. Mata gets like – and I you know, I with Cleveland, you can throw the homerism at me all you want, but you know, Ohio State, you know, I've been to Columbus maybe four or five times in my life. I'm not the biggest Ohio State fan, but you know, I think Archie Miller, you know, Sean Miller's little brother, you know, what he's been doing at Dayton, I think that's been pretty impressive. And I, you know, great, it's kind of the same route that they went when they got Mata, and Mata started off with a bang. He got that great recruiting class, including Greg Oden, Mike Conley, you know, a couple of the smaller names. Daquan Cook played in the NBA. David Lighty ended up playing overseas. So he gets that first recruiting class coming in for the 06-07 season, and as freshmen they lose to Florida in the national championship. It's kind of like when Mike Shula took over at Alabama after Francione left for Texas A&M. He won right away, and then when he didn't continue, when he wasn't consistent, it's the problem that we're going to see with Todd Graham here at Arizona State. You win 10 games 3 years in a row, and then it falls off. So that's what Mata's dealing with. They had a nice win against Wisconsin, but man, how does a Wisconsin team this year lose by 20 to this year's Ohio State team? That's my question.
Yeah, it happens here and there, and this isn't Wisconsin's best squad either. I mean, I know they're like 22-5-ish somewhere in that area,
but they're not getting the love. I mean, none of these teams are getting top 10 love.
No, and that's I made that point. I said, look, there's no Big Ten teams in the top 10 right now. That means no Michigan, no Michigan State, who's obviously down quite a bit this year for them. It's got to be tough for Izzo when you think about that. But just let me think of something here. We're talking about, you know, Arizona as one of those upper echelon. Kansas, man, think about what they've done for 13 straight years. You want to talk about a model of consistency and a model of how to run a program? Bill Self has done a tremendous job there in Kansas, man. The guy he pretty much just doesn't lose.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to do better than Roy Williams, and that's exactly what they've done in Lawrence with Bill Self. It's something that you have to appreciate. You almost take it for, Duke, Carolina, Kansas, Kentucky, those programs, even Michigan State, who's not even ranked this year. Those are programs you take for granted. And, I think that we need to pause sometimes and realize the greatness like you just did with Bill Self at, with the Kansas Jayhawks.
Well, and let me put it to you this way, because I'm going to make a little comparison here. I think he and Thad Mata are equally good at recruiting, okay? But I think Bill Self is much better at getting the max out of his players and letting them play basketball the way they know how. And he makes, for the most part, good decisions. And Thad Mata makes poor decisions, and clock management is usually a problem as well down the stretch of ball games for the Ohio State Buckeyes. So I think they're both very good recruiters, but Bill Self, a much better coach at getting through to those kids.
Yeah, and I'm kind of curious whether Mata's recruiting has fallen off, or if it's like you said, that he's just not getting the maximum effort out of these guys. A lot of people want to say, Scoonie Penn, a former player at Ohio State for Jim O'Brien, wants to say, maybe we've just been so spoiled. Speaking from the Buckeye perspective, maybe we've just been so spoiled with all those NBA players that they got. B.J. Mullins, Costa Kufos. They put players in the league seemingly every year, and that's kind of dropped off. And it's shown in the results. Ohio State's not usually in the second weekend of the tournament if they make it at all, which they won't this year.
Yeah, and Wisconsin, when you say that, they do wind up getting through a lot of times. So they're a good tournament team when it comes to March Madness. Oregon, what do you think of them, man? I think they're kind of dangerous, to be honest with you. I think that's a team you got to kind of look out for. They could get hot and they could run the table.
And they sure can. I mean, when you look at some of these games, especially against UCLA, the 3-point game with Lonzo Ball hits the buzzer beater. Yeah. UCLA just played another 3-point game with Arizona. I think when you look at the top of the Pac-12 and you see those three teams, Oregon's clearly the third, but they're not that far off. And, Oregon, I would say if Oregon was in the Midwest, they might win the Big Ten.
I question their coaching too, to be honest with you. I think that that's where they fall off a little bit is as well with poor decision making down the stretch of ball games. You got to have better coaching. And look, you look at the top teams, right? Look at those guys: Gonzaga, Villanova, Kansas, Arizona. On the outside looking in, a Louisville team, a North Carolina team. What I'm trying to say is, when you think about it, those teams have the best coaches too.
Yeah, you know, when I talked about the championship hangover, I don't think of Villanova in that context. I think that this is a completely different year, obviously a different cast of characters there for Jay Wright. But, you know, all they do is win. I mean, they're like Kansas. Yeah. Eventually you just take it for granted.
They're amazing, man. It's just a model of success year in and year out that they just win. I mean, that's ultimately what they do. And then, you know, you got to respect the fact that those coaches get the max out of their players. It doesn't matter who they are. Year in and year out, man, they're there and they're wearing those jerseys. Those kids want to go to those universities, Jeff. I think that's the difference between, you know, them and say, let's go somewhere down the list, like a Wichita State, who's just barely in the top 25. You're not going to get the same kind of recruits that obviously that are, well, even Gonzaga, man, they're starting to get better recruits. Like, people want to go play at Gonzaga under Bill Few.
Yeah. Mark Few's got a great program.
I'm sorry,
there.
Mark Few.
Right. But they still.
I'm thinking Bill Self, but and Mark Few at the same time. So I kind of combine the two.
That's the greatest hybrid of high major and mid major in college basketball history, if it were possible. But
yeah,
no, you know, I mean, Gonzaga's still got to be creative. They got some, like, you know, they got Stockton's kid in there for a while, and I think that, you know, going overseas, going to kids that, you know, never really thought of playing college basketball in the United States, and going and getting those players, you got to be creative. That's, you know, that's what the mid majors have to do. And you know, I'd like to see Gonzaga on one of those Final Four lines here in Glendale, Arizona, come April.
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty cool. I mean, they're well deserving. Let's be honest, man. They get out, they play, they get up and down the floor. That's a good basketball team. They can score, they can play defense, they rebound. Gonzaga's complete, man. That's all I can say. Villanova's complete. Kansas is complete. Arizona, I'm not totally sold on them. So we'll just kind of see. I think UCLA is very dangerous, but the lack of defense from them is ultimately something that might hurt them too, to be honest with you, Jeff.
Yeah. I mean, that's always a question mark, especially when when you're not getting the top defensive players in the country out of high school.
Didn't really talk about Kentucky there either. But anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorf Man, it's Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, Andy Dorf with Jeff Rich, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Thoughts, opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcome. 1-800-878-7529, those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. So I want to kind of shift gears. I mean, not necessarily shift them totally, we're going to still talk some basketball. But I want to shift to the NBA. And I want to talk to you a little bit about your Cleveland Cavaliers because obviously I know you love them and you are pretty excited about what may be another chance to win back-to-back championships, which would be awesome because you know how I am about greatness. And then that would be talking about LeBron maybe being the best player of all time. However, the guy doesn't play Saturday night for his team. And the Cavs are now 0-3 against the Chicago Bulls. I don't know, man. Like, should there be that big of a drop-off in a team when – I mean, obviously, he's the greatest player on the planet. But, like, how are they so bad without this guy on the floor?
You know, I was thinking about this. And, you know, in the rundown, I was going to say, you know, the Cavs stink without LeBron. And they have. You know, I think there's something like 4-14 since he came back.
It's
but
true.
You know what? I think it would be different. I think it would be different if their roster was built, you know, if they never had him on the team. I think that they would play better without him if they weren't so built to play around him. And, you know, but Kyrie Irving, you know, if he's legitimately a superstar, and I think that there's an argument towards that. I think that, you know, I think there's an argument whether he's even the best point guard in the NBA. You know, I think
he's not. In my mind, he's definitely not the best point guard in the NBA.
But like I said, it's arguable, but if he can't lead us...
I'm gonna give you two that I think are better right away. Russell Westbrook and Chris Paul.
You think Chris Paul is a better player? I don't know. Maybe in the present context, I would probably say that, you know, if I'm building a team, I'd rather build around Kyrie Irving just because of his age. But, you know, Chris Paul, how many years do you think Chris Paul has left?
Again, that's not the question. You asked me who's better, and I'm telling you, Chris Paul makes a lot less mistakes. Look at the assist to turnover ratio. Look at what. Again, they both can hit big shots, but to me, when you're talking about a point guard, it's turnover assist to turnover ratio, and
I think
there's nobody better than Chris Paul in the NBA. If you ask me,
I think that's fair. I think that, if you're, using tunnel vision, you only look at scoring. Maybe you give Kyrie the edge in that conversation. But the bottom line is Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love are not, have not been enough. Ty Lue hasn't figured out a way to win. And you could say that there's some complacency, like almost like the Cavaliers are punting on games that LeBron doesn't want to address. And, there's been plenty of games where Kyrie and Love have rested for no reason other than getting the rest itself. So it's a little bit sad, but let's face it, LeBron James is going to be on the floor. It's hard to evaluate the Cavs when he doesn't play, but I think that they should play better. They shouldn't lose by 18 at home to the Chicago Bulls. Chicago Bulls are probably not a playoff team. They possibly could sneak into there as an eighth seed, but that's not good. But how much stock can you really put into a regular season game when your best player doesn't dress?
Well, that's very true, but to be 0-3.
If he gets hurt, it's over. All bets are off. I mean, he could afford, in 2015, he lost, he lost Kevin Love in the first round. He lost Kyrie in game one of the finals, and he still took Golden State to six games before they won the championship, doing it by himself. But it doesn't work the other way around. The other two can't carry it if he was out for any reason.
All right, so let me throw this at you. And the reason why I think Russell Westbrook is better than him is because, first and foremost, he has a mismatch every single night when he goes out on the floor. Nobody can stop that guy besides himself. So to me, and you know what?
Well, and his teammates his lack of his complete lack of a supporting cast.
Okay, hold on. We're going to get there in just a moment. I'm glad you said that because they did make some improvements. So we're going to get to that in a moment. And the one thing, if you want to counter to me and say, what about his turnover to assist ratio? Because that's not as great when it comes to a guy like Russell Westbrook and the guy, like I said before, with Chris Paul, his is phenomenal. But I'm willing to give Westbrook a little bit of a slide because of a couple of things. First and foremost, his teammates haven't been as reliable, and he has to do more on any given night so that his team is able to win. So you'll take a little bit of the good with the bad when it comes to Russell Westbrook. But I think they did make some improvements. They bring Taj Gibson, and they bring in Dougie McBuckets from the Chicago Bulls at the trade deadline. So that does give them a little bit of depth. It does give him guys some options. And Taj down low now can complement Steven Adams a little bit. So actually, I'm high on Toronto. That's who I like the most because I think those two guys can impact them a lot. You bring in two guys that can – beat starters for you with PJ Tucker and Ibaka there in Toronto. But what Oklahoma City did was they definitely helped themselves and brought in some guys that they can bring off the bench and or start as well. So I like what the Oklahoma City Thunder did to help themselves a little bit, Jeff.
Is Taj a PJ Tucker type? I know we were talking about that a little bit earlier.
Is Taj a PJ Tucker type? You know what? Yeah, I'd say he's a lot closer. Yeah, absolutely. He's got that hard-nosed mentality, kind of a guy that gets some tough buckets. You don't necessarily have to draw any plays up for him. He's going to scrap and get you an extra rebound so that he can extend a possession. Absolutely. And then Dougie McBuckets, it says it itself. The guy can make buckets. So I think that those two guys are actually pretty nice pieces for Oklahoma City, to be honest with you.
Are you surprised Carmelo Anthony, who hit a game-winning shot the other night, are you surprised he's still a New York Knick after the trade deadline?
No, because he's a tough guy to move, man, when you think about it. You're going to have to figure out a way to make that work, obviously, with the money, number one. But number two, he is a ball stopper. We all know that. So at the end of the day, I kind of like the move, and you're going to be like, why? And I have a reason for it. I kind of liked it, maybe him going to Cleveland, only because there are times that Kyrie, LeBron, and K-Love go very cold. So in a sense with them, it makes sense to have a guy that you can put in the low post and can score a little bit easier for you. But at the end of the day, they obviously don't think that they can have the chemistry either with a guy like Carmelo. But no, I'm not surprised because he's a tough guy to want to have on your team, if that makes any sense.
Okay. All right. Let me shift gears and ask you one more question. This is kind of one of your favorite subjects, going back to last year with Golden State and the 76ers. This year, it's still Golden State, but on the other side, you have the Brooklyn Nets. Perfect symmetry, 45-9. For Golden State, 9-45. Now, you know, something's got to give there. Are they going to end up with symmetrical records, or you know, is Golden State going to win more than Brooklyn loses?
I think absolutely Golden State will have less losses than Brooklyn has wins. Yes, I'm going to say that Golden State has somewhere around, let's say, 12 to 14. There's no way. I'm telling you right now. You know what? This is going to be tight, actually, when I think about it. That's going to be tight. I think Golden State might get them by about a game or two.
Yeah, there's no reason for Brooklyn to tank. They're going to, you know, they're going to have the best lottery odds going in. How do they right the ship there in Brooklyn?
Oof.
I mean, you know that they're losing the Islanders as a tenant there at the Barclays Center, because the Barclays Center was built for basketball, not hockey. It's the same story that we hear in Phoenix, Arizona about America West Arena.
I'm going to say this, man. It's pretty difficult to fix what you've got going on in Brooklyn right now. New management took over there, right? And it has been pretty awful ever since new management stepped into the Brooklyn Nets.
No question. No question. One of the worst teams I've ever seen. And I watched Philadelphia last year.
They're pretty bad, too. We all know that, obviously. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. American Forces break here. And we obviously want to thank the troops for doing what they do for us all the time. We appreciate it 100%. So we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Andy Dorf, Jeff Rich, it is Dorf on Sports. And you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. You made your choice.
I'm Eric Newton with your Match.com Together Minute. One of the dirty secrets about our legal system is that the crazy and the stubborn often win cases. And this is because it's usually just not worth the cost of winning a long fight with a crazy person. This applies in personal relationships as well. If you want to win in the short term, just out-crazy the person you're talking to. But be careful. The costs always get paid. In the relationship context, the cost is the relationship itself. Nobody wants to be in a relationship with somebody that fights like that. It's irrational. A healthy relationship requires work at the give and the take, not dogmatic insistence on being right. Winning by being crazy isn't winning at all. Take it from me, a former divorce lawyer, practice losing sometimes. It's actually good for your relationship. I'm Eric Newton with your Match.com Together Minute. To learn more about our podcast, visit our website, www.together.show. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates, too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead. Create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. Andy Dorf, Jeff Rich, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Thoughts and opinions encouraged, they're welcome. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And as you all know, we are live every Sunday, 11 to 1 Eastern time, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So get at us. We definitely want to hear what's on your mind. Jeff, during the break, a couple of breaks ago, you had some news about Bill Paxton. So break it for us here.
Man, unfortunately, Bill Paxton has passed away, and, you know, he was in Titanic, Twister, Club Dread, Aliens, you know, you name it. We don't really have a sports tie, and I know that Dorf on Sports, we're here to talk about sports, but, you know, a pretty well-known actor, Morgan Earp, in the great Wyatt Earp movie, and just a, you know,
hey, and on that note, I'll be your Huckleberry.
Right on, right on. Yeah, Val Kilmer stole the show. It was Doc Holliday in that movie, which took place, you know, down the road from us here in Arizona in Tombstone outside of Tucson.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff, though. So obviously we just want to let people know we're well aware of what's going on in the world and things that are around us as well. So we're versatile like a potato, to be honest with you. And I'm stealing that one from a guy, if you know who I'm talking about. And he actually is a former player at The Ohio State. Do you have any clue who used to say that?
Former player. Let me just throw out a guess. Chris Spielman.
Nope. It's a basketball player. So let's go there.
Oh, basketball player at Ohio State. Probably not John Havlicek.
No, no. We're going to go with Clark Kellogg.
Clark Kellogg. You know, the voice of CBS, or one of the voices of the Final Four, man. You know, like, I mean, Billy Packer did that for a long time. I'm looking forward to the big hoopla that's involved with the Final Four coming to town. You know, we had the Sweet 16 back in, I want to say, like, 2009, maybe 2008. Yeah, I think it was the spring of 2009. We got we got three games out of that weekend. You know, basketball games in a football stadium, I'm not a big fan of, but we got the Missouri Tigers and the Memphis Tigers. We got Purdue. We had Connecticut. This is back when Connecticut had the can't miss NBA prospect who just started learning to play the game, Hashim Thabeet. Do you remember that guy? And do you know where he is now? More importantly.
I don't know where he is now, but absolutely, I remember him, of course. Where is he now? Do you know?
Probably in the D-League. D-League or out of the game. I know that he had a cup of coffee with Memphis, but I'm not sure that obviously didn't stick, because we watch Memphis Grizzlies basketball, and we don't see Hashim Thabeet out there.
Hey, just out of curiosity, did you see what Jimmer Fredette did in a Chinese League game a couple days ago?
An insane amount of points, if I recall it correctly.
73 points.
Wow.
Five years.
You know what? It's good that the kids that can't make the NBA have all kinds of opportunities overseas, and, you know, and they can go over there and they can run the league. You know, Stephon Marbury went to China and ran the league. So these guys, you know, and a few players went to China during the lockout so they could get paid. But Jimmer Fredette, that's a name that we probably won't soon forget. But, you know, we haven't really talked about him in NBA circles.
No, I think he got about 5 years. Obviously, he played at BYU back in the day. And we saw that kid hit crazy. You know what? In all honesty, like, he was hitting those crazy shots the same way that Steph Curry hits those crazy shots, to be honest.
And J.J. Redick did before. You know, and J.J. Redick took a while to get some momentum, but – you know, maybe that outside shooter just has to figure out, you know, has to play against professionals to figure out their shot, whether it's in the D-League or overseas.
Yeah, I mean, look, but ultimately, Jimmer is still young. I don't know if he'll ever get back to the NBA, but any guy that can score 73 points in a professional atmosphere, again, they're not the same type of athletes that you're getting here in the NBA, but 73 is 73, man.
Oh yeah, you know, and it's not the cherry picking, you know, run layups, foul to score more points at the end of the game. I didn't see it. I don't have any video on that game, but I would guess that they were a pretty legitimate 73 with quite a few 3-pointers.
Yeah, I'm gonna kind of go like we're just gonna go around things here if you don't mind. We're kind of just at that point in the program where
we went from Bill Paxton to Jimmer Fredette. You know, there's really no smooth transition to keep with the flow there.
Well, in general, though, I think I'm just going to kind of keep going with the theme of kind of outlandish things. Vince Young, thinking about trying to make a comeback in the NFL. What do you think about them apples?
I don't know. It's interesting. You know Lee Steinberg better than I do as agent. Is this a publicity stunt, or does Lee Steinberg actually think that he's going to get this guy to stick with an NFL roster?
You know, look, I've had conversations with Lee, obviously, in the past, and Lee is one of the more interesting guys you'll ever meet. He is just – he's an awesome guy, to be honest with you. And what we're talking about here is he's thinking about a CFL comeback first, but with that in mind, we can only imagine that Vince Young would want to get back to the NFL. So could he do it? I don't know. I mean, think about it like this. He is a guy that at the time was probably too immature to handle everything that was going on. And now having the ability to kind of sit back and know that you're not as great as you thought you once were, maybe he's humbled and maybe he'll listen to people a little bit better. And maybe he's going to be a better student of the game, because that was always the question about Vince, is that he didn't want to put the time on the film and watching things and learning about the game. So maybe the opportunity to get back in the game because you once failed at it because you weren't doing those things, maybe he's learned from his mistakes.
Yeah, it's kind of unfortunate in professional sports that the maturity doesn't align itself properly with the talent, you know, and you as the talent starts to fade, as you get into your upper 20s and 30s, the maturity grows, and you only wish that you could kind of align where you're at 32 maturity wise with where you were at 23, 24, 25 talent and athleticism wise.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, as I've kind of gotten older myself, and I still coach, you know that as well. I mean, I'm out there 7 days a week, and I think about how I go about things so much different today than I did when I was in my 20s or when I was in my teens coming up and, you know, trying to make a name for myself and be something. But ultimately, man, you know, the truth is – You get out of it what you put into it, and you get smarter. You really do. You lose some of those natural abilities, but your brain and the way that you think and the way that you know how to manage things becomes so much greater. So you know what? I think the mind is maybe more important than the athletic ability at a certain point in your life, and that's kind of where I'm at, because – I'm still able to go out there and hang with kids who are in their teens and young 20s. And it's not because I can outpower them, Jeff. There's no way. It's because I can outsmart them still. And they have these big games and flash. I'm steady Eddie. I just go there and I hit the ball back. It doesn't always look pretty, but I make the person hit one more ball than they want to hit. And ultimately, that wins a lot of points.
Yeah, I mean, being cerebral is a big part of sports, probably a part that we don't talk about nearly enough. And you know, I think of guys like Greg Maddux, you know, and by the way, folks, if you haven't seen it, get on YouTube and look for the Greg Maddux prank of Chris Bryant. It's really good, you know, really well done up there in Las Vegas. But, you know, I think of Greg Maddux, who never had an ounce or a percentage of the talent as far as throwing hard that a guy like Aroldis Chapman did. But he was smart. And he worked the corners, Whereas, you know, you have guys, and I'm not picking on Chapman, but you have these fireballers that can throw 99, 100 miles, you know, 100 miles an hour is not even that big of a deal anymore. I remember, you know, back in the day, Nolan Ryan hit 100 on the gun and, you know, stopped the presses. But, you know, the kids today are stronger. They're throwing harder. And but it's all about movement. You know, it's all about thinking about the game and not trying to impress the scouts on the radar gun, but, you know, just trying to get batters out and helping your team. I think that that's where the smarter player has the advantage over the blue chip talent that maybe just doesn't have it all going on upstairs.
You know, I'm going to go on to another guy who I find kind of interesting, too, because his team was able to win a Super Bowl without him. And we know he's been banged up quite a bit over the past few seasons. I'm talking about Gronkowski. He's had his third back surgery, and the guy says there's no doubt that he's ready to play after his third surgery. And this goes along with the theme we're talking right now. He's older, probably wiser, knows his body. He's in great shape. I mean, we all know that. We see what he does. His workout regimen is unbelievable. But knowing that you've had three back surgeries, you probably want to go about things in a little bit of a different way, and you're not going to put yourself in a position to get hurt. But with that being said, it's pretty tough. We're talking about football.
He broke his arm on blocking on an extra point. I mean, that's something that you have to do. That's part of the normal regime of an NFL football player, especially if you play for Bill Belichick because he likes using his starters on special teams. So sometimes it's just happenstance, and it's really unfortunate. And, you know, let's see how Gronk does going forward.
Well, my point is with it being a third back surgery, and like you said, it being on a play where he's blocking, and it's not a play him going over the middle and getting drilled or something along those lines. But with that thought in mind, does he fear going across the middle now because of a third back surgery? And probably, let's be honest, with a doctor saying to him, hey, man, you know, if you get hit in a certain way, it could be really, really bad for you moving on with your life. So with that being said, how do you think Gronk feels about going across the middle now after a third back surgery?
You want me to be honest with you? I think that Gronk only knows how to play football one way, and he'll continue to do so. But while we're on the subject of bad backs and football players, Tony Romo is going to be the hot free agent whenever Dallas gets around to releasing him, unless they can pull off a trade, which they probably won't. If you're another team, you know, I've heard you say on the show that Romo should just hang it up. If you're another team, what do you think of his back and the liability that he could be when you're considering bringing him in to try to patch up your quarterback position for 2 or 3 years?
Again, man, I think if you're going to go after Tony Romo, you have to understand that he could maybe just play one play for you. I mean, ultimately, man, and that's, you can be saying that about a lot of guys. I know that. It's football, man.
But we've seen it with Romo. There's precedent.
Right. There's a difference here. The difference is that it's in the pedigree. This guy doesn't play 16 games ever, for the most part.
Well,
so
let me throw out four names, and let's say that you're a team like Houston that believes that they are just a quarterback away. You have Jay Cutler, Tyrod Taylor, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Tony Romo. Who are you taking from that crop there if you just need a quarterback for the 2017 season?
I'll be honest with you, man. I think the upside on Garoppolo is great. I mean, I really do. I think that guy wants to play. So that to me, ultimately, and I'm not saying that those other guys don't want to play, with the exception of Cutler, to be honest with you. I think Taylor probably wants to play. I think that obviously, Romo wants to play. He wants to go out there and prove that he can still do things. And with that being said, he obviously has the best pedigree, even though he has the worst pedigree as far as being injured the most. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's definitely the best out of that bunch. However, he's also the most injury prone. So when you're talking about that cluster, that's a real tough cluster of quarterbacks to be talking about. However, I'd go with Garoppolo.
I think it's interesting. I don't know that he's worth a first-round pick because he was a second-round pick just a couple years ago, and he's played three games. But we'll see how they roll.
Yeah, we will see how they roll. That was, you know what, in all honesty, man, that was an interesting segment. We kind of did just a little mishmash of everything. But obviously, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We know that. So one final segment left here. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Rodgers in the shotgun, takes the snap. Has some time initially. Buying more time. Wings the end zone. Yes! Touchdown!
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here of this hour on Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf and Jeff Rich on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Good show today, to be honest with you, Jeff, man. We had a lot of good banter back and forth. We got a lot of different subjects in. And this is honestly one of my favorite parts of the show. Parting shot time, you're up, man.
Man, perfection. It's such a precious commodity, and we haven't seen it in college basketball since Indiana did it in 76. We've seen a lot of undefeated teams come close to the finish line and just not get across. You know, Memphis and Conference USA a few years back. But the latest to fall, late in the regular season, Gonzaga, I think it's very comparable with the Miami Dolphins taking care of the Chicago Bears on Monday Night Football back in 1985, and the Bears that still went on to win the Super Bowl. Ask the New England Patriots when you want to lose that game if you got to lose one.
The Super Bowl shuffle, if I remember correctly. But anyways, my shout out is going to, or parting shot, I should say, is going to Iron Boy and Iron Boy 37. We got to see some great fights last night here live in Phoenix, Arizona. And if you don't know, boxing is alive and well in the city of Phoenix. So get out, support these guys. It's a great venue. Celebrity Theater only holds about 2,650 people. There is not a bad seat in the house. You got to get out and check it out if you live here in Phoenix, Arizona. For Jeff, for Scott, I'm the Dorf Man, saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hey!
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Until next time.